about Yerusha. We mentioned about Yerusha. That's an interesting thing. You take a look at the Chayetzar, yesterday's Parsha, okay? So you have really the last two events that Avram does in his life with regard to the Kiyum Bris. One is Kvur HaSorah in Maras HaMachpelah, and two is he sets up the Shidduch for Yitzchak. Okay. That's the last two things. Now, after that, okay, alright, but let's take a little closer at the last event. He sets up, he wants to make sure that Yitzchak has the right wife. Okay? So, that's the last event that he does in terms of being a person that's involved in the bris. Vayoma Avram Alav does a kan mason, but they saw Moshe Shalom. Okay. Simnano Yachata, Yachim Kadeshma Galoritz, Ashalosika Chishlovnim, Nosa Knani, Ashanochi Yashu Bekebo. So he tells me he mustn't take a son from the Knanim, where he's living, in Eretz Israel. Okay? It's a Chof Dalet. It's, okay, right before Shlishi. Alright? Okay. So what about if she doesn't want to leave her residence? Okay. Actually, this is inaccurate on the surface, because this pentoshiv es b'nishama means that my son should not be returned there, but he never was there. Okay, so the Ibn Ezra picks that up. So the Ibn Ezra says it means Avram v'hu ha'ika. That's it. Okay, I will get back to it. Anyways, but he says Adashem elokei hashamayim asher lekochani mibeis avi. Mibeis avi means where from Chor. Rashi says, we're going to go into Rashi. Umeeres Moladati is Ur Kazdan. Vashed Diba Li Vashen Nishbali Lemel Zach Latin Sarzazos. Hu Yishlach Malocho Lefanecho Velakachta Yishol of Nimisham. Okay? Yeah. So, Yishlach Malocho Lefanecho doesn't mean he will send. It means he shall send. Okay? He shall send. Yeah. So it means Yishlach Malacho doesn't mean will send, it means shall send. Because that's the way it is in Lashon HaKodesh. The future could mean either, you say, someone says, Hashem Yazor. What does it mean? Doesn't mean will, yeah, he shall. It's a tefillah. Right, exactly. Definitely good, because the next passage says, Vim lo sovar Yishol Alechas HaKarecho. What was the alternative plan? He had an alternative plan. Okay, it's machlekes. Some say Rashi says, then you'll go to Aner Eshkol Mamre, whatever. But he didn't know for sure. He didn't know for certain. But he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send his Malach. His Malach means that he was hoping in Malach Mitashkocha. Okay. So, the question is like this. But Rakes Benito Sashir Shama. So, of course, the question is, just a plain Pshuto Shel Mikra, the question is, first of all, Al Pidin, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, Lisa Isha. Okay, but I'm not going to briskerize the Chumash and say that it's a halacha of it's a question of halacha. It's called a matter. But I mean, it's a point. It's a point because the halacha really is not exactly kosher. It's in line with the concept. You have priorities. Eretz Yisrael is a priority, but Lisa Isha is a greater priority. That you see is even for a regular person. But certainly for Yitzchak. Ki be Yitzchak yikara l'chazara, what's the most important thing for Yitzchak? The most important thing is a zivug. I mean, there's no question about that. He has to have the proper wife with the whole Masorah hinges on Yitzchak. The way he was born was nice and everything. How could Avraham Avinu say, Rakes Bini, he didn't know what was going to happen. Rakes Bini lo soshev shama. I mean, what, take the daughter of Aner Eshkol Mamre, or whatever, the Ramban says, why should you have an alternative plan to dilute the whole, take a chance of not having the right person? What's more important? I mean, you have to have priorities. Well, what kind of priority system is this, Avraham Avinu said? Rakesh Benito Sasha Shama. Okay. You see, Rashi says also, Chazal says, Rakesh Benito Sasha Shama says, Rakesh Benito. Only my son. My grandson's going to come back. Because Yaakov Avinu went back to Haran. He went back to Haran. Okay. But it's an interesting thing. It's interesting. There's a very interesting, it's an interesting Chazal. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that when Moshe Rabbeinu complained to God after the events he started on the Shlichus, and then what happened? All of a sudden, things weren't working out. They increased the labor. So what happened was, Loma said the people got angry at Moshe Aaron. What did Moshe say to God? Loma harayosa loma zeh, loma zeh shlachtani. So Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chaval al di'avdin v'lo mishtakhin. It's unfortunate that the gems of the past are not here. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they didn't ask questions like this. They didn't lose patience with me. So Chazal say, which case? What was the case? So it's an interesting thing. It's not right. There's a Rashi over there that has a different thing. It's a mentioned Akedah. I don't know Rashi. I don't know Rashi. But the Zebra. But the Gemara says it's Sanhedrin. That's Kufiyat Aleph from an Aleph. So the Gemara says that the Gemara gives three cases. The Gemara says, Avrom Avinu, God said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Avrom Avinu, I told him, Kumis Halech Baretz La'or Kol Rahba, okay, Bikon Eretz Yisrael, and he couldn't find the Kvura for his own wife. He had to go with the whole Maisa, with Ephron, with the Kesef and the thing, and he didn't question me. He didn't question me. And Yitzchak, I said to him, Shchom Baretz Asher Gur Baretz Azos. Okay, and then he had right away had the problem with the wells and the whole thing, with the fights with the Rohan. Okay, so and he didn't question me, and Yaakov Avinu also. I told him that he Vashivo Sichol Adomo Hazos. Okay, and he came back and he had no place to pitch his tent, so he had to buy from Shechem Mea Ksika. And he didn't question me. So how come you question me? That's what Akash Baruch said to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a hard Gemara to understand. Why? Because if you were going to use things that the Avos, difficulties that the Avos had, I wouldn't use it. It's difficult. I mean, I'm not saying it's not difficult. His wife, the tzaddik, has passed away, and now he has to even find the mukkim kfura. Yeah, it's tedious. It's difficult. It's very hard for him to do, emotionally, this. But still, is that as hard as being makriv his son? Is that as hard as chasing out Yishmael? Is that as hard as basar nisyonos nisa avram? It's not even one of the ten. You'll check, it's not even one of the ten. So why does Kadosh Baruch Hu mention that? And what about Yitzchak? Yitzchak had a quiet life, basically. But he only had one, the difficulty with the wells. Okay, so that answers it. But Yaakov Avinu is saying, why? Because he had to buy the land, the Mea Ksita. So what? What did Yaakov Avinu say? When he said, Kel Shaddai, Yitin Lechor Rachmim Lefnei Leish. So Yaakov Avinu said, God, Sha'omar La'olam Dai, that he determined the quantitative aspect of the universe. He let him determine the quantitative aspect of my life, and this should be, I shall have reached the quantity of the tzaras of my life. May olam lo shekatati min uroi, tzaras esav, tzaras lovan, tzaras dina, tzaras yeser, whole list of tzaras. That it doesn't mention that he had to buy the land in Mexico. That's not one of the tzaras that he mentions. Okay? So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to use the difficulties, what does he take this one for? It's a funny, very funny thing. Strange Gemara. Okay? But you take a look at the psuk and you see, it's interesting. Why? Because, you see, what happened over here it says, Vayim Rav Baretz. That's in Toldos. It's right before Sheni. 26. Okay. So he was still in Eretz Yisrael. But he was considering going down to Mitzrayim. Just because of the Rav, just like his father, just like Avram. Vayera elevat Hashem vayoma al tered mitzroimos. Chon boretz asher alma elecha. Okay? Gula boretz azos. Ve'eyem chavav orchekot. Ramban explains, it's not duplication. Chon boretz asher alma elecha was a general tzivoy. It means I'm going to tell you where to go. But right now, gula boretz azos. But later I'll tell you to move somewhere else. So he moved around there to Israel. That's a funny thing. I mean, it's also strange. He moved around. By Avram Avinu also, you see, he moved around. Kumas alech baris la'akol arachbo v'yisavam holoch v'nasol. All these... on Hebron, etc. And he went throughout the entire land. But over here it's like this. He says, why? He says, Gul baritzos v'ayyem chav arachekah ki l'chol z'acho etin es kol arotzos ho'el v'akimos yis ashur sh'nishbad l'avram avicho. Interesting thing. Rabban asks, he says, what do you have to make another shul for? One shul for Avram is enough. What does he have to make another shul? Okay, but anyway, you see that he tells him not to leave. Why not to leave? What's that have to do with it? So what? I mean, he's hungry. There's a famine in the land. He has to go take care of himself. So what does God say? No. Why? Fine, it's very nice. That's centuries off. But meantime, right now, Yitzchak's hungry. I mean, you have to take care of your needs. What he needs now. And what if he lives here, so that's going to help the hundreds of years from now? Then what kind of a thing is this? Okay? Yeah. Then you have also, interesting thing about Eretz Yisrael, you have Vayetze Yaakov Meber Shava Vayela Harono. So what was he doing? He was trying to escape from Esau. Okay, so his mother told him, Kum Brach Lecha Lavan Ochi Harono. Okay, so he had to go to Haran. Haran was outside of Eretz Yisrael, was all the way in the north. It must be about 400 miles. It was a few hundred miles north. So he went to Haran. That's Padan Aram, that's Ir Nochor, okay? So same place. But he's about to leave. Vayifga b'mokom vayorin shom kivor ha-shemesh. He's about to leave and he goes to sleep. And suddenly, he has a Mare HaNevuah, a Chalom HaLoyla. And what happens? And what does God say? God says to him, "Ani ad Hashem l'kei Avram avicho l'kei Yitzchak, Oretz asher atah shochei v'leo l'chot neno l'zarecha, v'yazarecha ka'afar oretz ufaratzta yomo v'keidmo v'nivrucho," etc. Come on, come on. "V'nei nochim shmatim v'chol shatelch v'ashivosicho el ha'dom azos." Okay? Again. V'ashivosicho el ha'dom azos. So what does the Torah do? The Torah ties in his living in the land, the importance of he's about to leave, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "I'm going to bring you back. This land belongs to your offspring, and I'm bringing you back to live here." Okay? You see again what happened when he had to go down to Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him b'nevuah and told him, "Al tira me'erda Mitzrayim. Anochi, what's the supposed to say? Anochi ered imcha mitzrayim of anochi alcha gam olo." Okay? So, and gam olo was, he was nigbar in Eretz Yisrael. He was nigbar. You see, there's a funny thing going on over here in these parshas. That explains, by the way, you see there's a premise here. The premise is, and that's what, that's, the premise is what? The premise is in a tenai, a condition of Yerushas Haaretz was what? Yeshivas Avos. That was a condition. That always tied together. That was a condition. Precondition. There cannot be any Yerushas Haaretz unless the Avos themselves live there. Kumis Alech Ba'aretz La'arkal La'rachba Ki L'chot Neno. Same thing with Yitzchak Gur Ba'aretz Azos. And the same thing with Yaakov. When he's about to leave, he has a Mari and Avor. Okay, you're going to go over there for a few years. But then, why? Because L'chol Zarcha, and that's the Pasuk. The Pasuk by Yitzchak says, L'chol Zarcha, I take it to and by Yaakov also. It says, It's always tied together. It's an interesting phenomenon. Always tied together. The Torah states clearly that in order for Klal Yisrael to inherit the land, what is a precondition? Yeshivas Avos. They had to stay there, they had to live there. They moved around in the land from place to place. Okay? That was a gzera. You see, that's why Avram said, when Avram said, by Avram, it says, Vayomer lo v'eved, ulai lo sovel isho lelechas acharai el oretz hazo, sehoshev oshev ez bincha lotzer etzos misham. So he was asking a rational question. Eliezer was a great Talmud Chacham. He didn't ask a foolish question. He asked a rational question. That was his question. His question was, you're telling me now, you're making me say Shavua. But what if she doesn't want to, she doesn't want to come? So the rational thing is, they have to take Yitzchak and bring him over there. But he couldn't do it without asking him. So he asked him the question. So, that's what, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. But Rakes Benilo Sashev Shama. Yusha Saoretz can't take place unless Yitzchak lives, actually, physically lives in Eretz Yisrael, in this place in Canaan. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting phenomenon. You see, actually, the better the family was in Haran, okay, and he has to live among the Canaanim. He must live there. What I want to say is that there's a difference, you see. There's a difference. You see, that's why basically, that was Exera. That was Exera Mipiadvora. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu used that thing, that only that thing used with regard to the Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's question was, he didn't want to take on the shlichus. He didn't want to take on the responsibility. He said, Kvad Peh, Kvad Lashon Enochi, you have to take on the responsibility of influencing all these people. I'm not a person of great influence. That's not my area. I can't influence people. Kvad Peh, Kvad Lashon, I can't even speak properly. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. He told him to go. Okay, so he convinced him. But then he sees he fails right away. He fails. They hate him. The people themselves, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, 10 Kavachamas. Hein b'nei Yisrael l'shem alai v'eishu sh'meini paro. Okay? So he was right. So he saw that he didn't understand. He accepted the Gzera, but meantime the plan is failing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, chaval al li'abdin v'lo mishtatkin. The Avos had a Gzera also. A very, very funny kind of Gzera. Yeah, Avram Avinu, the famous Avram, is leaving Ur Kasdim, he packs up and he goes to Haran. Then where does he go? He goes to Canaan. And people ask him, they say, what is this? What are you living over here for? What is this? What is this migration? What are you living over here for? What kind of a place is this for you? So what does he say? He says, I didn't choose this place because of convenience or because of business reasons or because of any other reason. I chose it for one reason. Because God told me that my offspring are going to have this land, and I must live here in order for them to have it. It's a gzerah. So gzerah is a hard thing to accept. You see, that's something in the Sion may be difficult in trying, and the dynamics are tested. But in the Sion, you can understand the Sion. You can understand the Sion. Avram didn't understand the Sion. But in the sign of giving up the son, you can understand. It's in the sign. But to do something which is a gzerah, that's more difficult. Even though in terms of the dynamics of the personality, it's not as difficult, because it's not as much at stake, but in terms of asking a kasha, it is more difficult. Because you don't understand it. See, it's something which you don't understand, it's a gzerah. So then when something goes wrong right away, you want to raise a question. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu. You lost patience right away. I told you that this is you have to go on this mission. And you said you're going. So you accepted the mission. Now things are falling, breaking apart right at the beginning. You have no patience. Avram Avinu, I told him something that it was a gzera. I didn't explain it. He also didn't understand it. I had to live in the land. Halech, Ba'aretz, L'Arkol, L'Rochba, go up and back, move inconvenient from place to place. But then, and then he has to bury his wife. Does it make sense of it that he's Kohen Eretz Yisrael, the Falach Baruch, and now he's inconvenienced that he can't even bury his own wife? Does it make any sense? Why didn't he ask me? No, he didn't ask any questions. Same thing with Yitzchak, with Gur Baruch Hazos. Okay? Don't leave this land. Why? You must live here for 400 years from now. You have to live here because of that. Doesn't make any sense, but he did it. He didn't ask any questions. And the same thing with regard to Yaakov Avinu b'me'aksita. You see, it's one thing. One thing that emerges from the Chazal and from the Psukim of the Torah, what emerges is there was a gzeira mipi agvura. You see, that the Avos had to live in Eretz. Avraham Avinu knew it, and Avraham Avinu knew it, you see, and that's why he couldn't let Yitzchak go back. He says, of course, if you let him go back, that's the end of everything. Okay? But there is a difference. It's an interesting thing. When you look at the Avos, you see there's a difference. There are three different delineations in terms of Yeshivas Arts, Yedei Avos. Avraham Avinu was able to leave Eretz Yisrael when there was a law. Right? He went down to Mitzrayim. There's no problem. Okay. Yitzchak, you see, couldn't do that. Okay? Now, Avraham Avinu could... So this question like this. If Avraham Avinu could leave the land to go down to Mitzrayim because of the Tzorach, so what about his son, Shiddach? Ein loch Tzorach, Godel Mizeh. More big, more important Tzorach than Rav. Okay? So why couldn't Yitzchak go back for that? You see? Why couldn't he go back for that? So you see the way he expresses it. He says like this. He doesn't say precisely can't leave the land. He says, Arashem alakei ha-shamayim, Hashem alakochani mi-beis, ovi mi-eretz moladati, v'ashed dibar li v'ashed nishbar li lem, olazach haten esor-oretz, haten esor-zos. Okay? He says, v'im floso isha, rakis b'ni lo sashev shama. What does it mean? That's what the Ibn Ezra says. Lo sashev means, he never was there. Lo sashev means him, Avram is huwa ikar. See, Avram understood in the tzivui that he received, the mandate, lech lecha me'artzecha me'moladetecha me'beis avicha. We spoke about that once. I think it was last year we spoke about it. What it means, it meant that his migration signified abandoning all kinds of emotional support that a person needs. Me'artzecha me'moladetecha me'beis avicha. El ha'aretz asherecha. He has no more psychological support. You see? What Avram said was like this. Rakes b'ni lo yishama l'cha pentoshiv es b'ni shama. Rakes b'ni. My son can't go back. My grandson can go back, but my son not. What does it mean? He meant like this. He meant that his migration, really, was something that the whole world recognized and they knew and they understood the meaning of it. If he'd go back, it would mean a collapse. That means he went back to the... He couldn't take it. He said, where are you going? I'm leaving all my attachments I'm abandoning. Why? I'm living where? In a place where there's not for money reasons, not for any reason, just because of Tzivui Hashem. That's my mission. Okay? So if he'd go back, that would mean it was a collapse. Not only if he'd go back, if he'd send Yitzchak back, it'd be the same thing. It means he missed the family, he missed the city, the people, the friends. So sometimes the person says, look, in my life I wanted to go back, I couldn't do it. But my son, him I'm going to send back. You say, Rakes b'ni lo sashev shama. He recognized that going back is a different problem than going to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is something else. That's leaving Eretz Yisrael. That, if it's a rov, you could do it. But going back means it's a break of his whole venture, the whole odyssey is going to be, the whole purpose of what it signifies would be completely broken. If he or his son. But his grandson is different thing. See, by a grandson, it doesn't work that way. Because the grandson already, it's too many generations away. You send it back. No one knows anybody from over there already. It doesn't make any sense, you see. By a son, yes. Socially, he's friends there. You go back there, you'll see. They'll be good to you. They'll help you. That would be a breakdown of the whole lech lecha me'atzcha 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 me'atzcha. That's what it says. Rakes b'ni lo sashev shama. So you see. So that's why Avram said, if you send them back, there is no Yerush HaSa'aretz. The whole system's gone. So you can't, that's it. He needs an Isha, yeah, but the system is the most important thing. That's one of the best choice. But you can't send them back. You send them back, that's the end of the whole venture. That was insofar as Avram and Yitzchak were concerned, you see. Yaakov was just a matter of living in the land. That's a different thing. See, that's a separate... There were two halachas here. One halacha is that Avraham Avinu had to demonstrate lech lecha me'artzcha me'ladcha me'beis avicha lo'aretz she'areka, a whole different concept of... a whole different derech ha'chaim, a whole way of life, and he's abandoning all his emotions. Doesn't even know where he's going. But he's Avraham Holoch and Asawad Negbor, he's somehow going intuitively towards the south, but he didn't even know where he's going to go. And that was only until later, Kodesh Baruch said, this is the place, by Lot, after Lot. But that was a specific demonstration. But then there's another halacha. The halacha is that Eretz Yisrael was niskadesh al yidei yeshivas avos. See, that's a separate halacha. There, okay, if you have to leave, you have to leave. Fine, but he can't leave permanently. He can't leave permanently. That's why when Yaakov was about to go, so it says vashivosicho adam azos. You see. Al tira mer ki anochi eirei rimcha mitzrayim of anochi alcha gamalo. Now he came back after he was dead, kvura, but what it meant was, your concern is what? Your concern is that you have to mekadosh the land? You'll be mekadosh the land. It's enough to mekadosh the land that you're nidbar in Eretz Yisrael. That's enough, really. You see? That was the haftah. So you see this was a special idea. That a separate idea that Yerushas Haoretz could not take place without the Yeshivas Avos, and that's why you had the separate brisim, bris with Avram, bris. The Ramban says to emphasize, yeah, but it's more than to emphasize. What I'm trying to say is like this: it's emphasis, but it's also each one has a separate krisis bris because each one was a separate mekadesh in terms of yeshiva. That's why it was a separate bris. It means to say a separate bris means a separate dimension. There's a dimension of Yeshivas Yitzchak Baretz. There's a dimension of Yeshivas Yaakov Baretz. There's a dimension of Yeshivas Avram Baretz. And it's an amazing thing. You see, the Pasuk says in the Tochacha, in Vayikra, what does the Pasuk say? In the Tochacha and Vayikra? The Pasuk says, V'zochat. Right, and v'zochati es brisi Yaakov, v'afes brisi Yitzchak, v'afes brisi Avram eskar, and the next two words, v'aretz eskar. What does it mean, v'aretz eskar? It means that the oretz, the kedushas oretz, is tied, intrinsically tied, to these three individuals, to the fact that these three individuals lived in the land. You see, they lived in this land. When a person walks in Eretz Yisrael, it means he knows this is Avram Avinu walked here, Yitzchak Avinu walked here, Yaakov Avinu walked. It was necessary. They lived here. It was necessary for Oretz Eskar cannot. The Oretz cannot be physical Oretz. Can't be. The Oretz means Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. That's what it means. You see, that's the whole concept of Yerusha we spoke about before. That in our system, Yerusha assumes a totally different meaning. Yerusha, from that moment on, Yerusha meant ideology. That's what it meant. Yerusha Sa'aretz was tied with philosophy, with the true philosophy, true Derech HaChayim, with the whole stuff of Yadus. That's, Yerusha was removed from the mundane, and it was placed into the realm of the ideological. That's the Zachati is Brisi Yaakov and Yitzchak. The Oretz is only good because they actually lived it. They had to live it in the Mekadesh, Oretz. And that's why you have the story with Novos. The story with Novos, where Achav, the king, he saw the Kerem of Novos, a Israeli. Eitzel Hechel Achov, Melech Shomron, Vayedaber Achov El Novos Lemos. So Achov spoke to Novos, said, Tanolius Kamacho, Vihili Lagan Yorok. I need it in a nice garden. Kiyu Korv, Eitzel Basi. Practical. Next to my house. Vet Novachot Tachtov Kerem Tov Mimin. I'll give you something better. In Tov Beinechot, Novachot Kesev Mechiazah, whatever you want. Okay? He wasn't going to bargain with him. Wasn't the time for bargaining. Vayomar Novos El Achov. What did he answer him? He answered him, he says, This is not a physical piece of property here. This is Yerushas Avos. He asked me to give away Avos from Yaakov. I can't give that away. So it says, Vayomer Achov El Beso Sar Vizoif Al Hadova Shediber Lov Novos Yisraeli. Vayomer Loete Lachos Nachlas Avosoi. Vayishkav Amitoso Vayase Vesponov Veloach Halachan. He went into serious depression. Well, that sounds crazy. What are you going into serious depression for? And okay, so it means Baltaiva, he wants this little garden. So when Yaakov never had anything, never experienced in his life that he wanted something he couldn't get, what is he going into such serious depression? He refused to eat. That means it's a depressive state. What's the answer? What depressed him was the answer that Navos gave him. You see? That made him sick. What made him sick was what makes the person who is the total materialist sick is when he sees somebody else has a completely different system. He doesn't recognize what he's talking about. He says, what are you talking about? Chalila limer Hashem. Losseis lochos nachlas avosai. You're talking about a monetary thing. This is Yerushas Avos. Your whole system is distorted. You're living a distorted life. You're into the world of the physical and material world. You're missing the whole point here. This is nachlas Yerushas Avos. I can't give this money. That's what got him depressed. What got him depressed was that Navos showed him his whole life is worthless. That in his mind, this big king, this Melech Yisrael, this is Melech Yisrael, is basically living the life of a fool. He doesn't understand what life is all about. He's getting caught up in crazy obsessions. He's not in reality. This is Nachlas Avosai. He's missing the whole concept of Yerusha was given to us from Avraham Yisrael Yaakov. That's why he went into serious depression. And he couldn't get out of his depression until his wife helped him out of it through having him rendering him an evil person, and then because he rendered, she was very clever. She made Navos seem like a Russia. So once, since Achav was a man who lived by the worldly opinion, so once the worldly opinion was that Navos is a Russia, so then it assuaged his whole guilt and the people. He saw the way people accepted this, so the people's attitude got him out of his depression, you see, because his reality was based upon the people's attitude. So, and then what did Eliyahu come and say to Achav? Haratzachto v'gam yorashto. Because Chazal said that he was his uncle. So it was Yerusha. That's one pshat, it was his uncle. Another pshat is because Melech is Yoresh, Harugim Achav. Okay, seven guys. But what is the contrast? How atzachta v'gam yitzicha Yerusha? Two opposite things. Yerusha is chosavos. Yitzicha is the nefesh abahami in its most powerful form, most powerful expression. You see, that's what Eliyahu Navi told him. This concept of Yerusha, you see, this concept of Yerusha is the concept that was developed in the whole, all these parshas with Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. You see, for instance, by Beno Slavchai. So Beno Slavchai, what does it say? It says that they wanted a chelek. They weren't interested. Chazal say that they were the ones that were better than the men. Because the men said, the Meraglim said, Nitna Rosh and Hashem Mitzrayim, and they said, Tein Lono Achuzah. Why did they want the Achuzah, Chazal say? Exactly, they didn't want the piece of land, the piece of property, that wasn't their concern. What they wanted was Nachlas, the Nachla of their father, the Zchus Avos. They wanted the Yerusha to inherit, to play a role in Yerusha Sa'aretz, a different concept. Yerusha not in terms of the monetary, but Yerusha in terms of the whole Mesorah, the Yerusha Sa'avos, the whole Mesorah of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So you see that this idea, this concept of Oretz being tied to ideas, that was forged really in through the process of the Avos themselves. The Avos themselves had to give up their convenience, and they had to physically live in the land. It was based on, each one in a different manner. In terms of going back, that was Lefko, that was Avraham Yitzchak. In terms of living in the land, was there, everyone was the same, but there was only one difference. The one difference was Yitzchak. See, Yitzchak couldn't leave the land at all, even for practical reasons. Why? So Chazal will bother with the question. So there they answer that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yitzchak, Ata Ola Tamimah V'Ein Chutz La'aretz Kedai Lach. What are you telling him? Not because you can't leave permanently, you see. In other words, you can't leave permanently, of course, because then you're giving up the whole Yerusha. But you can't even go out temporarily. Why? Because that had to do with Yitzchak himself, Yitzchak personally. It meant like this. See, how does it tie into the pasuk really? Because the pasuk says, "Ki l'chol zarcho etin is kol aratzos ha'el." Like the Moses says, "Ruah." So apparently, he can't believe God for a minute. It meant to say that Yitzchak was an ola tamima. It means to say that he couldn't. The image of Yitzchak is the person that's not involved in the practical at all. His whole existence is completely tied to the world, to the ideological world, intrinsically tied. So it would be a break in the concept of Yitzchak if Yitzchak would, because of practical reasons, would go out into Mitzrayim for because of hunger. Ata Ola Tmimah. That's you. You are the one that's an Ola Tmimah, and you can't take any part in the practical world. That's the Kiyum Bris of you. Each one is different Kiyum Bris. There's Zachatias Brisi Yaakov, Vafes Brisi Yitzchak, Vafes Brisi Avram. Each one was an individual. Each one is a different Kiyum Bris. Added a different dimension to the Kedushas Oretz and to the ideas that the Oretz are inextricably tied to. You see, that's the concept. I mean, Yitzchak's concept was the man that's completely devoted in the world of ideology, has nothing to do with practical. That was Ola Tmimah. So he couldn't even leave momentarily to go down to Mitzrayim for practical reasons. Yeah. As a matter of fact, by Yaakov, what did Rivka say? Right. Don't temper.
It's an interesting tune from Yonasan ben Aziel on Parshas Vayetzer. Yonasan ben Aziel learns, it says, the Pasuk says, Vayachalom v'hine su'a mutzav arzo v'rosho magia shamayma. So Yaakov Vino came to the place, v'hine su'a mutzav arzo v'rosho magia shamayma v'hine malachei elikim olim v'yodim bo. So Yonasan ben Aziel says an interesting shot. He says, what is this vision with the malachim? He says there were two malachim that were in Sodom. And these two malachim did something bad. What did they do? They were megala mistorim. They revealed certain mysteries of God. And he says, and because of that, they were chutzla mechitzasam. They were wandering, wayward malachim. And they were wandering around because they revealed the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until Yaakov Avinu left the house of Yitzchak. Then they went, and they were instructed to accompany Yaakov Avinu to go with him, and to accompany him on his journey to Haran. And then what happened? And then when Yaakov Avinu fell asleep, so these two malachim went up to the Shemayim. That's v'hine su'a mutzav arzo v'rosho magia shamayma. These two wayward malachim went up to the Shemayim, and they said to the other malachim, they said, did you see Yaakov Avinu? He's the one that you want to see. So all the malachim came down and they looked at Yaakov Avinu as he was sleeping there. And the malachim actually, when they introduced Yaakov Avinu, they said, did you see Yaakov Avinu whose face is carved in the Kisei HaKaveh? Okay? So the malachim came down and they looked at Yaakov Avinu. What does Yonasan ben Aziel get this from? Basically, first of all, what he's saying is an interesting thing. He takes the pasuk and divides it up. Vayachalom v'hine su'a mutzav arzo is divided up into two things. Vayachalom, first of all, he dreamed. V'hine su'a mutzav arzo is not what he dreamed, but this is factual. V'hine su'a mutzav arzo. Then v'hine Hashem mitzav olav ayomer ani Hashem arz shatochayoshatoyoshach v'lo luchot nelo zarecha. That was the Mariah Nevuah. But the Hine Sula Mutzvah wasn't mine, it was a factual thing. That's why Yonasan ben Aziel learns. But what is the idea? What is he getting at? You see, it's an interesting thing. When Yaakov Vina woke up, it says, Vayira Vayoma Manora Hamakom Azeh. Ein Zeh Kiyin Beis Elikim. Zeh Shar Shemayim. Ochi Yesh Hashem Hamakom Azeh. Vanochi Lo Yadati. So Rashi says, wasn't me Vanochi Lo Yadati. I wouldn't have slept in such a place. This is not a place to sleep. It's a Makom Kodesh. But you see, the Ashgacha thought differently. But the Ashgacha says, Ha'oretz asher atah shochev aleha l'chot nenu l'zarecha. On the contrary, The Shechiva was Mekadesh the Makom. The Shechiva of the Tzaddik was Mekadesh the Makom. You see, the story that the Yonis and Bezil is telling us is an interesting ideas. See, these Malachim, they revealed the Sod, they revealed the secret they weren't supposed to reveal to Lot. Now, why did they reveal the secret? Because they made a mistake. See, they chavat zechot Lot. They became his friend. When a person becomes a friend, too friendly with somebody he shouldn't be friendly with, he says things he's not supposed to. So that's why these two malachim were, so to speak, they were outside of their machitza. Until Yaakov left his father's house, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to talk to somebody, here's the one to talk to. Sod Hashem Liyareov. He's the one you can go with him. You can be malava him. Why? And then when he went there, they went up to the Shemayim, they said, he's the one you want to see. Why? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nase Odom, the malachim said, no, Moinish Jesus Karenu, don't do it. He said, man is worthless. So these two malachim went up and they said, you want to see the face of Yaakov Avinu that's carved in the Kisei HaKovod? Come down. He's the one you want to see. He's the one that you thought could not exist, he said. So what does the Tirgum Yonason really say? It shows you what Tirgum Yonason is saying is that Yaakov Avinu was Mekadesh the Makom. Because, you see, Yadus did an interesting thing. What Yadus did was, it took three personalities, three individuals, and it eternalized them in a very special way. Each one is unique, each one has his own character, and each one is eternalized. Eternalized with regard to this one specific thing. Two, the Eretz Yisrael. With regard specifically to Eretz Yisrael. What does the Pasuk about Avram? Kumas alech boris l'orko l'roch baki l'cho et neno. L'cho et neno. The same thing with Yitzchak. And the same thing with Yaakov Avinu. That the L'chot neno u'lazarecha. L'chot lazarecha. Always l'chot lazarecha. How is it l'chot? They didn't really have the land. The answer is Chazal say. The answer is l'mafreya. What does it mean l'mafreya? L'mafreya means once Klal Yisrael has Eretz Yisrael, they realize that without the Yovos there would be no Eretz Yisrael. Because the concept of Eretz Yisrael is the eternalization of these three personalities. How are they eternalized with regard to the Aretz? If there are no Ovos, there is no Aretz. The Aretz is worthless. The Aretz only is worth something to us because it's related to the eternalization of these three personalities. And each one is unique. Each one has his own uniqueness. The uniqueness of Yaakov, that's what the Malachim, that's what they said. You want to see this individual whose face is carved on Kisei HaKavod? Because he had a very unique life, Yaakov Avinu. And at that moment, that was precisely the moment that the essence of his life was depicted. Because he had to leave the house of his father, his mother, the security of the home, and he was traveling alone on the road. The sun set, he was in danger, he took the stones, put them around his head. Vayishka b'makam ahu. He represented the man who struggles through life, who carried the bris through the grueling day-to-day struggle of a very difficult life. That is the uniqueness of Yaakov. That was the uniqueness of Yaakov. Yitzchak, on the contrary, Yitzchak had a different kind of life. Yitzchak didn't really have to face the difficulties of a day-to-day existence. And certainly Avram didn't, because Avram, the moment he accepted upon himself, he shouldered the responsibility of bris, So he met the world on his own terms, Avram Avinu, you see. But all three were involved in Chasdei Avos. We say the Zohar Chasdei Avos. What does Chasdei Avos mean? Chasdei Avos means, the Pasuk says, when Avram and Avimelech made a treaty, Kacheser asher sisi imcha tase imodi, and he says, Lenini o lenechdi, to my son and my grandchildren, which means to say, like Rashi says, emotionally, chesed can only go down a few generations. But Chasdei Avos means their chesed was chesed nitzvi, because they did chesed for us, generations that they never saw. That's Chasdei Avos. But each one in his own way. Avram Avinu was Ezrach, was that, Avram Avinu was Eson HaEzrachi. Eson HaEzrachi means that he was the powerful, courageous person who was able to follow his mind against the whole society. That's a unique kind of courage, to be able to think and to be able to have confidence in your thought and to know that my ideas are right, everybody else is wrong, they're all over there, but it's off. That requires tremendous courage. That's Eson HaEzrachi. Then Yitzchak was a different personality. You see, Yitzchak couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael at all. Avram was able to leave when he went to, because of the hunger. But Yitzchok could never leave. Why? Because Chazal say, you're an Ola Tmima. You're not Ein Chutzlars Kedailach. He couldn't marry a Shifra because he's an Ola Tmima. What does Ola Tmima mean? Ola Tmima means the Akedah changed his personality forever. The event at the Akedah had an effect on Yitzchok and made him basically into a living martyr. That was the uniqueness of Yitzchok. That's why it says, Afro Shel Yitzchok is suffer on the Akedah. And the third personality was Yaakov Avinu, the individual who faced the grueling difficulties of a day-to-day existence only because of bris avos. So these are the three personalities that Yadus has eternalized with regard to Eretz Yisrael and with regard to Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Yaakov. So my wish for the Rachanim is that Bezos Hashem, he should grow up and get to know his parents, his grandparents, great-grandparents, but he should also get to know intimately his forefathers, his true grandparents, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, on a personal level, that we all be zocha to have kibbutz goliath to return to Eretz Yisrael, the land of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Elokei Yisrael, and Bias HaMashiach, Merv Yomeinu. Thank you. Rabbi Rosenthal, will you please lead us in Brachas HaMazon?